Good morning, church. So nice to see you this morning. Okay, I'm going to start with a few announcements. Fresh Food Initiative is tomorrow. And Kenny has an announcement. Pastor?
It's a praise, too, so this is going with the prayer. Mindy and I, they accepted our offer on a house that is less than 4 miles from the church. I'm giving God all the glory for that. So that's my praise and announcement. Here you go.
Okay, that is all I had for announcements. Is there anything else? Please, yes. Jan? Okay, yes, fresh food. So check your Facebook invites so that you can be a part of that page and also help your kiddos memorize those scriptures. They can't pull them out when they need them if they're not in there. Okay, I'm going to go to prayer requests now. We have one here from Jan. Her brother is having surgery Wednesday for removal of part of his lung because of cancer on it. So we'll be in prayer for that. I'm just supposed to pray. I forgot I'm not supposed to announce. Just trying to think if there was one other thing. Okay, well, let's go to prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We're going to celebrate those two things this morning in music. So we have been waiting and waiting and waiting for you to stir up this nation to repentance. And something great is going on. And all I can think is, great is your faithfulness. You have not forgotten us. Just like thousands and thousands of years ago, the people of Israel perpetuated in their sin, and you continued to be their God and to love them and to draw them back to yourself. So we are just so excited for what you're doing in this country, and we say amen, and be it so here in Grass Lake. I'm going to lift up to you Jan's brother, who is having surgery to remove some cancer from his lung. Father, I ask that you would give the doctors skilled, excellent hands and give them wisdom, give him the best that is available to him in his area. I just ask that you would heal his body of cancer and that this would take care of it and that his body would not produce any more cancer cells. I lift up to you, I want to lift a hallelujah for Pastor and Mindy finding a house so nearby. It was the desire of their heart to be close to this church and minister more freely and easily in this community. So I thank you that you had your hand on that house for them, for the entire search. Thank you for their trust in you and for your perfect timing. And I lift up all the needs that have not been brought to our attention. There are so many hurting people, family members being lost left and right. There's a family back home in Indiana just lost their mother and their grandmother so suddenly. Father, I just lift up all of the hurting and the broken, and I ask that you would do a mighty work in their lives. You would be their peace that passes understanding. You would wrap them in your truth and your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So why don't you stand? We're going to worship together. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, yes. Thank you. So I'm going to put these prayer requests here at the altar.
lost its grip on me. You won me. Somehow you won me. Even heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me. God, you don't need me. But somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. Oh, God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. And somehow that frees me to open my hands up and give you control. Somehow you want me. The King of Heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me. You want me. Somehow you want me. The King of Heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me.
Far back as we can remember, you have been so good. You have saved us out of every mess we've made. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. My love. of the goodness of God.
Oh, I will sing
of the goodness
of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Help us to sing.
You may be seated. I'm going to talk about stewardship of time. Every one of us is given 24 hours in a day. Nobody gets more hours in a day than I do, and nobody gets any more hours in a day than you do. There are 365 days in a year, 8,760 hours in that year, 186 hours in a week, and 24 hours in a day. Did some research this morning. The average American spends an average of 5.4 hours screen time on their phones, let alone your computers. That's every day. Social media accounts for 2.4 of those hours. Okay? That's 37.8 hours a week, 1,065.6 hours a year. That's almost 82 days a year that we spend on our phones on average every year. If you attend a church every week for 1.5 hours and allowing 15 minutes to get here and 15 minutes to get back, you're investing 2 hours a week into worship and learning and all of what takes place at a church. That is 104 hours a year invested with other Christians worshiping, like I said. But just to be gracious, let's call it 4 hours a week, because somebody might come in on a different night of the week and do some things with the church, or maybe they're spending a little bit longer doing some other things with the church as well. That would be 208 hours devoted to renewing your mind and worship. Now, I'm not saying that to guilt you all, and I want to read from Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, this is Romans 12:2, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. If we spend just 2 hours trying to figure that out a week, we're in a lot of trouble. But, verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. If we are surrendered to Christ, if we're living that life as a living sacrifice, then our time is invested. Our time is, everything that we're doing is for the Lord. We are stewards of that time. So if you're going to work and you're doing it for the Lord, praise you. Praise the Lord that you're able to do that. Thank you for doing that. I'm sure that He takes that all in. It's a mindset. But what it boils down to is, how much are you investing your life to bring glory to God in everything that you're saying and in all that you're doing? So I didn't ask for ushers, so if I could get a couple volunteers to come up and be ushers today, I would really appreciate that. Thank you. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we're thankful for the time that we have and for the time that you give us for each and every day. We praise you and thank you for what you do. Lord, help us to use that time to invest it in getting to know you. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, bless these tithes and offerings. Amen.
tasted and seen of the sweetest of loss, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
With your truth, Lord. Show us where we are wrong and where we need to repent, confess, and be filled with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. You're the God of covenant, of faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And let my heart turn when you speak a word.
As you go through this week, take and invest some time in God's Word. Take and invest some time in prayer. When I first became a Christian, I started doing devotions in the morning for about 10 minutes while I ate my breakfast, just so I could learn. That 10, 15 minutes turned into about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I went to work. God makes you hungry. As you get a little taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you for this time together as your church. We're thankful, Lord, for your presence here right now. We praise you, Lord, for you are God and Savior and King. You have given us your word and you have made a way, Lord, a way into the Holy of Holies that we can just go right to the throne of grace. What an awesome privilege. Help us to take advantage of that privilege, Lord, and to invest time with you so that we can have a deeper, more abiding relationship coming to know you, Lord, as our Savior and King. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.